Welcome in, everybody. Welcome in, welcome in. How are you guys doing tonight? How are you?
Overwatch, my
How face. Is everyone? Welcome in. Hype in the chat, boys. Hype in the chat. Everyone said hello. Hello to the chat. Hi, guys. Oh, How are you doing? Welcome into the next episode of Thought Talks. If you guys have not seen it on social media, I mean, how could you not? We have been spamming it everywhere. Hello. We are doing a podcast on cosplay. So, super stoked. Really glad to see everyone in the chat. Spam us with emotes. Let us see some emote love. Why don't we go ahead and start off introducing everyone. I'm Third Artifact. Welcome in. Puddin, if you want to go ahead and take it away.
Hey guys, I'm Akmon Puddin. Most people call me Puddin. I stream games like Overwatch, Diablo 3, Killing Floor 2, stuff like that. I started cosplay about 4 or 5 years ago after high school. I kind of tried getting more comfortable with myself and found this hobby to be something I really enjoyed. And yeah, today I'm dressed up as Megumin from Konosuba, which is an anime. Zabra?
Alright, go ahead, Zabrakis.
Hey guys, I'm Zabrakis. I've been cosplaying since 2013, professionally since about 2015. I primarily stream Magic the Gathering these days. I also stream cosplay crafting, all sorts of different things. And I'm currently cosplaying as Captain Marvel, her comic book version, not her movie version. So if you don't recognize me, it's totally okay.
All right, D-Lazy.
Hi guys, I'm D-Lazy. I am a League of Legends streamer and a creative streamer. I do art streams and cosplay streams, do makeup, all that kind of stuff. I've been cosplaying since high school, so that was about 5 or 6 years ago. And right now I'm cosplaying Pool Party Caitlyn from League of Legends.
Very nice. And Jasmine, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey guys, I'm Jasmine. My username online everywhere is Jasmine Joestar because I am JoJo Trash. And cosplaying since 2013, 2014, so like 5 years now. And I love hosting panels on diversity at comic conventions or any anime conventions, whatever, at comic conventions. I like spreading the good word that, you know, there's all sorts of colors to cosplay. So yeah.
All right, Tiffany, go ahead and introduce yourself to everyone.
Hey everyone, my name is Tiffany Witcher. I mostly stream horror games such as like Resident Evil to Dark Souls. And sometimes I host talks about chronic illnesses such as lupus, fibromyalgia, cancer, and things like that on my channel. I've been cosplaying for about 5 years. I think a little more. I'm getting old, so time goes by really fast. And then tonight I will cosplaying Android 21 from Dragon Ball Z, the fighting game. I forgot the name, but
still good. I still love it. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and jump in here and start asking some questions about cosplay. You guys feel free to toss out some questions along the way as well. But we'll go ahead and start off with Puddin. Puddin, what was your first cosplay?
My first cosplay was of Harley Quinn. So it was right after high school. I was planning on going to Fan Expo for the first time. So I bought like a bunch of material and stuff to make my Harley Quinn cosplay. It was really bad and I would like to redo it now. But I got to meet Adam West and Burt Ward and take a picture with the Batmobile with it. So that was really cool. And I'll cherish that forever. I remember making my mallet from a bucket, a broomstick, and like sticky paper and glitter. And it turned out pretty good from doing that. That was my first cosplay.
All right, Zabrakis, you're going to take it away. Everyone, tell me about your guys' first cosplays.
So my first cosplay was Tifa Lockhart from Final Fantasy VII. In 2013, Salt Lake finally had its first Comic-Con called Salt Lake Comic-Con. And that's where I'm from. And I heard the people like cosplayed and stuff at these things. So I was like, yeah, I'm going and I'm going to cosplay. And I love Final Fantasy, so I had to play her or be her. Since I played her. And so, yeah, it was a terrible bot costume. I modified bits and pieces of it, but it was the most amazing experience ever.
D-Lazy, what was your first cosplay?
Mine, so what got me originally into conventions and cosplay, I originally thought it was so weird. I was like, I'm too cool for that. But my boyfriend at the time was a super dork, and we were reading Homestuck. So me and him did a couple's cosplay of the, I guess, the both good and bad character, Bec Blanc and Bec Noir. And so I was Bec Blanc and he was Bec Noir. So we were basically furries. I made both of our costumes because I'm overambitious like that. And I wore a white bodysuit with basically a furry dog head. And he wore the same thing, but in a black version. So that was fun.
That's like really hardcore, actually, for a first cosplay. You went to like
this, I am over ambitious.
Yeah. I feel you though, because my first cosplay was way too intense as well. So I love Smash Brothers, and I love Zelda. So my first cosplay was Sheik, and it's pretty hard cosplay when you think about it. Full spandex suit with like pieces on top of it. And as any of us probably have known, if when you wear spandex, the stuff you put on top of it moves a lot. So oh, I just God, dealt yeah. with like readjusting the whole day, and I had like a heavy wig because it was like this long blonde braid. So it was very intense, but it was very rewarding. And I had the best time as her. And I remember getting recognized by, at that time, Reggie, who worked for Nintendo of America, who recently retired.
Ooh,
and
that's awesome.
Like, yeah, exactly. So it was like goals, right? So that was a great first cosplay. I don't regret that at all.
Tiffany, what was yours? What was your first cosplay?
My first cosplay was a little obscure. It was Lana Kane from Archer. I fell in love with her character because she was a no-nonsense woman that had big hands, and I thought her character was amazing. And she's voiced by Aisha Taylor, and I love her. I cosplayed her at Anime North over 5 years ago. Time comes at you fast. I don't remember the actual year. I really don't. But yeah, that was my first cosplay, and it was fun. But thigh-high boots are not fun in when they're made out of leather in the summer of June. It's not a good idea.
Oh, gosh.
I would be dying.
Hard lesson to learn.
It's a good sweat, though.
It was a heck of a sweat.
All right, Zabricus, what did you struggle with most when you started cosplay? And now what is the biggest challenge?
So when I first started cosplaying, I had a bazillion ideas of what characters I was going to do. And so my biggest challenge, like when I first started, was like, what cosplay am I actually going to create next? Because I have a list of probably like a million, I'm not kidding, like a million characters. And so it's always so hard of like deciding, well, which one now? So that was my challenge when I first started. I was like, okay, what next? What now? But my biggest challenge now is probably just continuing to grow in the cosplay world and being invited out as a guest, since cons are more and more not really wanting to bring out cosplayers as guests. So always trying to convince conventions of trying to bring out cosplayers as guests is always a challenge.
I'm sorry if you can hear my dog.
Whose husky is that?
That would be mine.
I was like, what was that?
Mr. Ghost, do you want to come say hello while you're over there screaming? Oh
my God. I love that we both have huskies named Ghost.
I know. And we both have emotes.
Yeah.
Hello. Thank you. Sorry.
D-Lazy, what was it for you? What was the hardest part starting out, and what's the hardest part now for you?
I think the hardest part is the same for me right now. So the hardest part originally was getting out and kind of like doing this thing that's kind of like fringe of culture, you know? You're kind of like, oh, well, it's kind of weird. Like if I told my regular friends, they would be like, oh, you dress up in something and like prance around and take pictures. It's kind of weird. But, like, ever since I did it, I got addicted to it, and it's so fun. And even still now, like, even after having been to convention after convention, I'm always like, oh, God, but what if they don't like me? What if I look stupid? You know, that kind of thing. Like, I'm a little embarrassed walking to the convention and all the normal people, you know, driving by, like, honking their horns at us. They're like, what is this bitch wearing? But, you know, it's definitely worth it, so.
What about you, Jasmine?
The hardest part about cosplaying, actually, I'm wearing the hardest part about cosplaying, full spandex suit. It's tough because I'm a very curvy girl, and so it attracts attention that I kind of don't want, and that I'm not looking for in cosplay. I'm like here to have fun. Like I'm obviously like a Miles, so it's like I have passion for the character. I love him, and so but that's not like you were saying. It's just embarrassing. Like I've had to pump gas in my car so many times in cosplay, and I get angry at myself, and I'm like, come on. And then there's people trying to guess your cosplay, and I was like, I was Nana from My Hero. They're like, are you Superman? I'm like, I don't look like Superman. Like, come on.
Not even close.
Meet me halfway here at least. But the toughest part, I think, is just building up the confidence sometimes to wear cosplays that you've been intimidated by. You see other people rocking it, and you're like, I want to do that too. I want to bust out cool Spidey poses. I want to have fun with it. So getting over that, you know, that yourself, essentially, like you are your biggest critic enemy. And so getting over it and then, you know, taking those photos. And I mean, I have to wear like a corset and Spanx and everything when I wear something this tight and form fitting. But it's very rewarding getting to finally like do that. And so I think the hardest part is just overcoming your own mental like challenges.
Yeah. Do you guys all wear corsets when you wear spandex?
I used to, but I can't anymore.
Oh, I do. And I have to wear heels or Spanx over it too to kind of smooth out the like the like the buttons or whatever, like the hooks.
Or the boning kind of in it.
Yeah, so it's just like very, I know a lot of people who are actually like size zeros and they also wear corsets just to get kind of like a figure and hold it in. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
How are you on that? Tiffany, what was the hardest part starting out and what's the hardest part now for you?
I think the hardest part was starting out was the intimidation of wearing something that you truly love and that, you know, someone's going to hate it. I was very self-conscious when I first started cosplaying. Like I said, I did Lana Kane, and like when someone said, oh my God, it's Lana, I got instantly scared and like walked away. But that doesn't happen anymore, of course. But like, it was just the intimidation of it. When I first started cosplaying, I just got scared of people and stuff like that. I was just overthinking everything. My problem now is, I have, a couple chronic illnesses. So I have to be very meticulous of what cosplays I have to wear. I have to, wear very fully covered cosplays in the sun or my skin will burn. Or I have to wear cosplays that require me to show skin in the winter or my skin will chafe really badly. So it's basically my diseases that I have to overcome when I pick a cosplay. So I can't wear everything that I want to wear, but I can still wear some things I want to wear in a nutshell.
Oh my goodness. Oof, that must be like a lot of work to kind of like get things to like line up with the seasons.
Yeah, it is. It's like, if no one, I'm going to go a quick rundown with it. I have something called, one of my diseases called lupus. And one of the side effects of lupus is you're allergic to the sun. Your skin burns quite quickly. They call us vampires for a reason. And so I have to fully cover up. And not only am I hot, I also have to worry about that. I have to worry about my skin burning and things like that, even if I am fully covered. And in Canada here, I don't go to a lot of winter cons because it's too cold for me. So I have to go to more warmer cons. And that's the downside about cosplaying and having a chronic illness.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I feel like I have it easy now.
Yeah.
No. I've gotten used to it. No worries.
You are the one that's allowed to complain, for sure.
Puddin, what about you? What was the hardest part when you started and what's the hardest part now?
Similar to most of you, it kind of is like you're kind of embarrassed about yourself, so trying to be comfortable. Also, though, like something specifically about cosplay, I always sewed everything by hand, so learning to sew was a struggle for me. A struggle now is I always have way too many cosplays on the go at the same time. So, like, buy stuff to make one and never finish it, and then start another and another. Like, this one I had for a long time, and I just wore it for the first time today.
Oh, wow!
Oh, wow!
Yes!
It looks amazing, though.
So you're gonna post like pictures online for all of us to like see like the full like costume and everything? Okay, all right, let me move on to the next question. D-Lazy, what was your favorite cosplay and what's been your most recent other than today?
So if you are in the Facebook group, you know my favorite cosplay is Angewomon because I just did it. And it's been my dream cosplay since I was a kid, basically. I had watched Digimon, like, I remember I watched the movies, like, a lot, like, way too much as a kid. And I was like, yeah, I could cosplay whatever from there, but Angewomon, she's, like, so beautiful and elegant, and she's got, like, these big wings that are so impressive. And when I do my cosplays, like, if I'm gonna go to a con with them, I wanna go big and, like get a lot of attention, because it's like the most fun part for me is having to navigate the artist alley. But I think that was technically my most recent one too, and I feel like my skill level has really like got to that point where I felt I was comfortable enough to really make something like that work.
That's really dope. Like, I remember seeing that in the Facebook group, and I was like, holy shit. Like, that looks amazing.
Thank you.
Isn't that the one with the wings? Like, the huge wings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It looks incredible.
Thank you so much.
How long did that take you to make?
Yeah.
So, I want to say on and off about 3 months. Just because I take my time and then I do everything the 2 weeks before the convention, because this, I'm sure we all roll like that, but.
Oh, yeah.
is there any other way?
The props. What was that?
Is there any other way?
Oh, absolutely not. Con crunch is the way.
Jocelyn, what about you?
What was the question again?
That's fine. What has been your favorite cosplay and what was your most recent?
Well, like, when you ask, like, for favorite, it's kind of hard as a cosplayer. It's, like, picking what's, like, my favorite child. there's also, like, personal favorites. And then there's, like, fan favorites. I don't like calling people fans, but then there's ones that just tend to do better. Like, and it's crazy and just blows up in your face. So I have, like, three. So, like, my favorite, I actually recently just did Jotaro from part 3 of JoJo, which is really close to my heart. And it was a cosplay I've wanted to do for a very long time. Kind of cried once I put it all on, because it was just like really special to me. Yeah, it's just like, you know, that feeling you're like the things I choose. Yeah, you guys get it. Like, the things I choose to cosplay are things that I really like. I'm not doing it because I look like the character, which is fine if you do that. But it's just, for me personally, I do it because I think that character is dope and I want to be that character and I feel empowered by being that character. So that was really good. I just debuted that at AX. I'm still posting pictures online of that. One that was like a huge fan favorite was Maui from Moana. And that was
That's
like
awesome.
Really random. Yeah. So like, because I have like this, I'm like a plus size cosplayer and I'm very curvaceous. Like, it fit pretty well with just the style of Maui's a big guy, you know? So it felt really good and empowering to do that. And it was really cool because I got to like incorporate tattoos and I did something creative for that. So that was fun, and a lot of people, like, that's the most amount of likes I've gotten. And then the third one, I think, that is really close to my heart is Miss Marvel, so Camilla Khan. And I had Marvel Becoming ask me to be their Camilla Khan, and I did it for them.
Ooh, that's that was awesome. Really,
that's so cool.
Yeah, so that one's, like, close to my heart, too, because she's my favorite superhero, and she's, like, one of the very, very few Muslim superheroes, and I'm Muslim, so that was, like, a really good sense of representation. So those are... three. Sorry. I indulged. I picked three.
No,
but...
it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, someone said I like the 80s Aria. Thank you. Yes. That was also like a fan favorite, weirdly enough. But like, I did like the Allison Tabitha thing where I did like a comparison and people really like comparison picks. And so it was interesting. That was fun too. Blizzard cosplays are dope.
That was my favorite too of yours. Because I saw your Zarya one. I remember when I first started talking about doing the podcast, you were one of the people that wanted to. And I went to, like, your Twitch to, like, message you on there. And I saw it. And I was like, oh, my God.
That was my splash screen. Yeah, that was so weird. Because that was so last minute. I'm just like, let me do 80 Zarya. And I'm not, like, a big 80s fan, but I just really liked her design, and I love Zarya. Mm-hmm. So it was funny. Just sometimes things just fall in place. But yeah. Thank you, guys.
What about you, Tiffany? What was your favorite, and what's been your most recent?
I'm the same way with Jasmine. I have two favorites. I cosplay Classic Karma from League of Legends, and it was the cosplay that actually really got me loving cosplay. She's this Classic Karma before she got the crazy rework. She has this dress, and it's long, it's mermaid style, and one side is black and one side is white, like a yin yang. And she has these crazy giant fans and all this stuff. And I just fell in love with it. And when I wore it, she was at the time one of the most least played champions. And when I walked around Otakon, I actually had people stop me going, Karma, Karma. I was like, what? And then he turned around, I was like, oh my God, it's a Karma. They treated me like I was a rare fucking Pokemon. and it felt like, it was like, oh, people appreciate this character as much as I love this character. And it was the character that Riot Games recognized me as for there when they had the Summoner Showcase on their YouTube channel. And I felt so honored to be a part of that. The second cosplay I love, and this one is it's really childish why I love this, but I'm a huge Yu-Gi-Oh fan. Seto Kaiba is my husband for life. And I cosplay the Shizu Ishtar, Merrick's sister, and I finally got it was like literally over a 5-year planned cosplay that I never got to, and I wanted to cosplay it forever, and I just didn't know how to make the dress. My friend was selling hers, and hers was actually made out of Egyptian cotton. She went the whole mile, made the dress out of Egyptian cotton. I said, I'm buying that off you right now, and I'm going to wear it with honor. Oh, so, and when I wore it, I felt so beautiful, and I was like, oh, I feel so beautiful and stuff like that. When I got the pictures back, I was so happy. I finally got to do a dream cosplay. But yeah, I love Yu-Gi-Oh, so that was like, I had to do a Yu-Gi-Oh cosplay.
Now, what's been your most recent one that you've done?
Is this back to me? My most recent one I did was Ikora Rey from Destiny 2. She's an amazing character. Destiny's kind of, it's in a state. But she's an amazing, strong character. She's voiced by my favorite Firefly character. She's just, I just loved her. I fell in love with her. And she's bald too. And I went through chemo and I lost all my hair. So it was like really discouraging. I couldn't find a cosplay that I wanted to do that was a bald character that everyone kept saying, you should do Thanos. And I'm like, no. Oh, God. So I was playing Destiny 2 and I didn't play the first one. And I felt like, and I was like, oh, okay. It was free and I played it and I saw her and I was like, who is this? So I went and researched the crap out of her. And I was like, holy shit, I love her so much. I'm going to cosplay her. And that was and I felt so great because I used to be so self-conscious of being bald. And I'm like, and it felt so empowering to be such a strong character who's also bald. And I was just like, oh, this is great. So that was my latest cosplay.
So devs, take note, more female bald characters, please.
Nebula. So there's another one.
Someone wants me to cosplay Ikoye, and she is on the list. I will cosplay her, but her outfit is quite complicated.
Puddin, what about you? What has been your favorite, and what was your most recent?
For my favorites, it's a tie between Mad Moxie from Borderlands and Shiro from Dead Man Wonderland. I put the most effort into both of those. Like, when I was sewing everything by hand, Mad Moxie was the first one I made, like, from scratch, and I was really, really proud of it. I actually wore it for the launch of Borderlands, the pre-sequel, at work, and I got a lot of compliments on it. My Shiro one, though, I wore that one to a local con, and I won a cosplay contest with it. I was really proud. I have, like, dark brown eyes and brown hair, so when I cosplay, like, she's an albino character, so characters with blonde hair or white hair, I feel very uncomfortable and weird, but I was happy I pulled it off. And my most recent, I guess, is the one I'm wearing now, Megumin.
Zavarkis, what about you?
I mean, my favorite changes constantly. But as far as like attending cons and wearing a costume, I think my favorite overall has to be my Cersei Lannister. Because it's just like this super regal, beautiful ball gown. And because I only wear this when I'm actually walking around conventions. I don't wear this whenever I'm guesting. And so I can actually like have a goblet of wine with me. So I will walk around with like the most stink face on that I possibly can, acting like I'm completely above everyone, sipping my wine. And it's just a blast. And people get it. Like, they don't just think I'm just this horrible, evil person for glaring at them, luckily. But it's just a character that I can get into. And so it's just so fun to, like, do the play side of cosplay with her. It's a blast. I love it. And then go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, isn't it the best having characters with attitude or cosplaying characters with attitude? Because you don't have to look happy. And if you're actually upset at something, like you're just annoyed or over it, like it's in character. It's the best.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then my most recent cosplay has been my Bakugo cosplay for My Hero Academia. It's a gender bent version of his hero costume. And it's been a lot of fun. I like wearing that one too. Again, sassy. I like sassy characters. I don't know why.
Same.
I love like going to cons and seeing people get into character that they're cosplaying and then seeing them continue to maintain that character and interact with other cosplayers. It is just, I love it. It's adorable. I love it.
It's actually
pretty fun sometimes, honestly.
All right, Jasmine, the next question is for you. And I think this is a perfect question for you because you talked about this a little bit earlier. Has anyone ever body shamed you in cosplay? And if so, how did you overcome it?
Oh, man. Yeah, big time. So such a double-edged sword, or I don't want to say double-edged. It's a positive thing and it's a bad thing. So when, like I said, I got featured by Marvel, or when you get featured by any other page beside your own, in comes a lot of people that don't follow you or not part of your like squad, tribe, not like-minded like you. You get a lot of comments coming your way that just come from left field. And so I would say like a good 75% of comments that came on the Marvel page on my cosplay when they featured me and they had like a whole video and everything, but we're talking about me being SJW or me being too big. I'm like, okay, like when I did it, I think I was 28 or 29, and I'm not 16 years old. I'm not, you know, a teenager. I'm twice the age of Camilla. So there was a lot of body shaming. A lot of my friends came in and like said something, but honestly, nothing beats the feeling of you being the character you want to be and you feeling empowered by that. And I'm happy and I love myself, and that you got to keep that in mind. When you get into this, you have to love yourself first and you shouldn't look for validation from others. I mean, that helps. It's great when your friends say you look good, get positive comments, but you just have to remember to be in a good mental health state of mind when you go read those comments and you see what's there. Body shaming will always happen. Skinny, big, short, tall, whatever. And you just gotta kind of look past it. Everyone has an opinion, and the only one that matters is yours.
I love that.
Thanks.
Tiffany, what about you? Same question.
Oh, boy. When I got featured by Riot, I'm in the same book as Jasmine right now. When I got featured by Riot for Karma, it wasn't my body that they shamed. It was my skin color. Even though if anyone knows who Karma from League of Legends is,
she's not white.
We're relatively the same skin color. So they start dropping a particular word that begins with an N and ending it with Karma. So it wasn't the first time it happened to me. It probably won't be the last time it happens to me. And it's something that I've grown to be used to because I'm just like, okay, well, they're just being ignorant. That's all it is to it. And it was just like, I know I love the character. I love the cosplay. So that's all that matters in the end. And their comments can just wash away, or I can just be evil and petty and just bark back. Sometimes that happens.
I did that. I did that to every comment. I was like, I'm not letting a single one of you go. And I like clapped back on each one. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. Camilla won't have it. Neither would I. So
yeah, I did clap back at a couple, at people. So, yeah, it was one of those situations where it was just like, I was really proud of Karma. Karma is, will always be my favorite cosplay. And like when I had someone saying that, you know, Obama Karma, is now I read Obama Karma or, in Karma or, stuff like that. It really hurt, but then I was just like, yeah, whatever. It's just like, whatever. It's just, they probably don't understand. Maybe it's their country. I don't know, but whatever. And I did clap back a couple times.
Honestly,
I'm not happy with it, but I did.
If I was in your shoes, I would do like cosplays specifically to make those people mad.
Oh, I have. Oh, I have.
Oh, we do.
Oh, we do. Oh.
But then they're still mad anyway, so I don't know.
Yeah, I, They were like, you should cosplay Rise. And I cosplay Rise from League of Legends. I painted my skin purple and everything. And I was like, I'm Rise. And then someone was like, you should cosplay Mundo. And I cosplay Mundo just to spite them. I was just like, I don't care, because I actually do like these League of Legends characters, especially Mundo. He's a bit of a jerk. So whatever.
Put in, what about you? Has anyone ever body shamed you for, like, while you were in a cosplay, and how did you overcome it?
Not so much for, like, I guess, weight, but for, I guess, like, my piercings and my tattoos. Like, often when I cosplay, I'll still have my tattoos visible, and I'll leave my piercings in. Like, right now, I still have my hoops in my nose and my lip. sometimes I do take them out, depending on the character, but I feel like it's okay to be you, and it's your version of a character. If you want to leave that stuff visible, it should be fine. Also, I guess kind of with, like, bustier characters, I don't really have a chest. So when I do cosplay them, they'll, like, kind of judge me on that. But you just gotta learn to not care and just still do it.
I never even thought about, like, people who have, like, visible tattoos and piercings.
Yeah, people will just be like, well, why don't you cover up? You could wear, like, nylons or cover up. But no.
The makeup to cover tattoos are incredibly expensive, and not to mention, yes, they get on your costume and your costume's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I have a whole sleeve tattoo. I'm not covering that up.
That would just take so long, too. It already takes long enough getting a cosplay.
It does.
Especially if it's, like, in the summer and you're, like, sweating in your costume. So, like, the makeup starts to, like, run.
Yeah, you'll get, like, cover up on your costume.
Yeah. It just reminds me of, like, that picture where that girl got into a car accident and, like, her face at the back of a seat. And then, like, it was her face there.
Her whole face.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of that, like, someone would be like, can I take a picture? And you'd go hug them. And they'd step away and they'd be like, what is this? Zabricus, what about you?
So my body shaving has been a little bit different. Since I'm smaller, I generally don't get shamed for, like, body weight type stuff. But I do a lot of midriff showing cosplays, and I have a particularly unique belly button. It's like part innie, part outie. And every time I display it on the internet, there's always people who have to give me crap about it, who are just like, oh, why are you showing that thing? It's so gross. Oh, no, put that away. Oh, it's not an innie or an outie. Oh, gross. What is that belly button? Is that even a thing? Like, are you an alien? And it's just like, what? Like, what is happening right now?
People are cruel.
People
don't know what a belly, like, button is.
No. And see, that's the thing. Is, like, I feel like people just, they want to shame people just to shame people for anything, literally anything. If something is even just, like, slightly off from their version of how they want to see something, they will let you know. And it's so dumb. They're just dumb. Trolls are dumb.
Incredibly, and you notice it's mostly people who don't cosplay who like to, like, talk about how bad your cosplay is. I'm just like, do you even cosplay?
They don't have a profile picture. They don't have any public info. They're just there to hate you.
Anime happy or something.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
you cosplay my waifu and it's not to my perfection, so I'm just gonna rag on you.
D-Lazy, what about you?
So I've noticed that a lot of your comments are mostly online comments, and I've actually had one experience. I know most people in person don't really say anything because they're in person, but I actually had, in my Angelmon cosplay, I had basically my whole butt out. Like, it's like it was like a bodysuit, so two cheeks, totally visible. And this girl, I think she was kind of tipsy, but she just came up to me, and she, like, pulled me aside, and she's like, are you okay? I was like, am I okay? She's like, did you know that I can see your whole ass? And I was like, that's the costume. I'm so embarrassed now that you pointed out that you could see my whole butt, though, but it was, like, super awkward. I don't know if she thought I was, like, being sex trafficked at a convention, or she was just, like, that concerned about my booty being out. But
what the
with
fuck?
That, she, like, online, I post a lot of suggestive cosplays, and that's usually what people have to say. They're like, why do you have to be such a hoe? Or, like, this isn't cosplay because you're wearing a bikini, and it's like, this is a bikini and it's a cosplay. Like, you can hate still.
You can do both. It's fine.
Why not? Exactly. It's cosplay, not cost serious. Thank you.
I love, like, people will do, like what you said, like, when people will do their cosplays in bikinis, they do the same character, but in various different roles. And I feel like, honestly, it kind of broadens that character, like, as a character, really, because...
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool to see, like, people's, like, this is what I imagine they would be, like, here and there, and you can just get so creative, and I feel like people need to remember, like, cosplay is not a box. It is not a box that you can sit in.
Yeah, totally. And it's, like, if you can do something, like, a character would probably do that thing, too. Like, if they're just gonna wear a normal outfit, then why not put them in a normal outfit? Like, it's totally cool.
All right, next question. Okay. Tiffany, in your experience, how has the cosplay community changed over the years, and what changes would you like to see?
Oh, boy. I feel like cosplay as a medium has grown a lot bigger than it was when I first started. It wasn't really something that... a lot of people, I would say, did, if you want me to be honest. I think people like Axon Lee with his amazing cosplay music videos was the one that really kind of more opened the door for cosplaying and can show how beautiful it can be. I think now, from there and now, I think it's become much of a bigger thing. Now we have cosplay TV shows and big cosplay guests at conventions and things like that. I also noticed, and it's become more serious at some parts, that personally I've seen negativity when it becomes like, and I know, and I'm not trying to call anyone out in particular, don't think I am, but I've seen and I've heard and I've experienced people get upset when someone cosplays the same character as you. And it's just like, well, I wanted to cosplay that character, but you're cosplaying that character. So now I don't want to cosplay that character. And I'm just like, that's not what cosplaying is about. You are dressing up as a character and you're playing the character and you're having fun. And that's the things I want change. I wanted to go back to cosplaying when it was about having fun and some of these snide things to go away and the negativity to go away. And a lot of, I would say, what's the term I want to use without sounding like a bitch? Pettiness. Yeah. Pettiness towards each and every person. Mm-hmm. For the littlest things. That's the positive I would like to see more in the medium, but I also would like to see the pettiness and the snideness and the cattiness to go away, because it's supposed to be about having fun and not about like what's yours and what you deem is your cosplay and things like that.
All right, what about you, Puddin? What's your thoughts on the matter?
Kind of similar. Just like cosplay was very, very small. Like a few years ago, like I talked to people about it and they wouldn't even know what it is. So I'd just be like, kind of like Halloween, but all the time. And I find like it has grown a lot. Like it was more like just anime and video games, but people are doing a whole bunch of different kind of cosplays and stuff. Like, and all the different kinds of people that are cosplaying now too. Like it's not just like, I hate to like use the word nerds, but like everybody is doing it now. Like people aren't as ashamed or like shy to be themselves and actually do it. Also like things I'd like to change would be also like all the hate. Like people should just let people do what they want to do. yeah, that's basically it.
All right, Zavricus.
Kind of along the same pattern of what they've been saying. So, like, cosplay, yeah, it used to be a lot smaller, and it used to be just a lot of people would get so upset about just the littlest things as far as cosplay goes. And there was, like, if you cosplayed a Harley Quinn, people would give you crap because, like, everybody else was cosplaying Harley Quinn. Or if you cosplayed Batman, same thing, because there's a bazillion Batmans or a bazillion Deadpools. And there was just so much hate on, like, people cosplaying certain characters simply because there was a lot of people cosplaying those characters. And luckily that's died down a little bit. But there's, like, although people have become a lot more open in respects to a lot of different types of cosplay, there's still a different kind and more intense kind of gatekeeping that's still going on with cosplay. And I don't know why. It really just drives me crazy. but people are just so adamant about, oh, well, that character doesn't look identical to the exact artist rendition of that character, and so that's not okay. Or, oh, hey, why is this girl cosplaying a male? Like, that's not okay. Like, and so there's just so much gatekeeping that's going on these days, and it's, I don't know why, because, like, in some facets, like, cosplay has become so much more accessible, so much more open, and whatnot, but in the, at the same time, like, there's still just so many people saying, like, no, this is how you cosplay, not this. Especially with, like, sexy cosplays. Like, that's a whole nother door you could go down, but I really wish I could get people to stop all the gatekeeping.
I wonder if it comes from, like, a place of jealousy. Like, people are scared that other people are going to come in and do it better.
I feel like the whole sexy cosplay thing is, it's an interesting situation. I think it's a lot more complicated than gatekeeping or being anti-sex positive. A lot of it has to do with, there's been a pattern where it seems like sex sells, and the cosplayers that do sexy cosplay tend to be more popular, and conventions tend to have them as guests, and then they don't get kind of switched around. So being in SoCal, it's kind of like the same people that are the guests for the same convention. And unfortunately, there's racism plays a heavy part in cosplay, in the cosplay community, which was actually going to be my point, is the diversifying cosplay. And unfortunately, it seems to be the, like, and this is a touchy subject, but it seems to be the same people, and they're not really any other race besides white and Asian. And unfortunately, there's other races that do cosplay. They just aren't as popular. Those girls seem to be at the top. They tend to be the most popular. They also, like we were saying, they look a lot like their characters as well. And accuracy is what really gets, besides selling sex, like being accurate and looking like the character, because most characters tend to be lighter skin. It tends to be very, very popular. That and transformation cosplays. So, like, we all know, like, there's cosplayers like Allison Tabitha who, her transformations are mind-blowing, right? So everyone knows who that is. And then you have sexy cosplayers, and they're sitting at the top of Patreon, like the top 50 cosplayers on Patreon are all NSFW cosplayers. I don't think, maybe one or two of them isn't. And then they tend to get invited to cons, and there's no diversity, you know? It just seems to be the same old, same old. And I think a lot of people have a problem with that, because the playing ground isn't leveled. So I am a person who doesn't do sexy. I'm Muslim. I'm a modest person. I don't do sexy. And because of that, I don't see growth as quickly as some other people do. Like, somebody could have been cosplaying for less than a year
and they're boom at 100K, 200K. I'm cosplaying for 5 years. I have 100 cosplays under my belt. I'm not going to get noticed because my cosplays don't sell, if that makes sense, which is fine. You know, I'm not in it for the popularity, but at the same time, I would like to see people like me at a cosplay convention. I like to see guests that are diverse and different. I don't want to see the same people. I want to see a different color. I want to see a different race. I want to see boys. I don't see boys. Like, it's mostly girls. And that's unfortunate because conventions like Anime Expo, for example, they have a senpai program. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of
Anime Expo. My friend was in it this year, and I was so proud of him.
Who was it?
It's my friend Kadu Out. He's his friend, begins with a J. Yeah. I met him a couple times. He has cosplayed Sephiroth and stuff like that. And he personally told me, he was like, it was great to be part of the Senpai Project. But the problem was everyone said I was Black Sephiroth or
I know who
Black.
You're talking about.
Yeah. Yes. And he enjoyed it and stuff like that. But it was still a little bit of discrimination against him because he wants to be known as Sephiroth or he wants to be known as Shishomaru and not just, you know, Black Shishomaru or things like that. But yeah, exactly. Anime Expo, I will fully agree with you on that. The Senpai Project is amazing. I think more cons should do it. Yes,
absolutely. That's exactly what I want. I don't mind you cosplay whatever you feel like, you do whatever you want to do with your body. I just want to see more representation of that reflected at conventions. And I think that's why I think a lot of the angst comes from that, because we don't see that. We tend to see the same kind of people doing the same kind of thing, the same kind of cosplays at every convention. It's like, well, you know, cosplays for everybody, that should be reflected. And we should see that. I think that's like my point of view. So I like seeing more diversity. I think because, like you guys were saying, cosplay has gotten bigger and it's not just for nerds or geeks anymore. Other people who are just casually, like, let's say you only like My Hero. My Hero was a huge anime. It got you into cosplay. It got you into kind of anime altogether. and I forgot where I was going with this. I want to see those people cosplaying. I want to see them welcome to the community. I want to see people of different races feel more comfortable. I thought it was really cool. My parents are from Iraq. They're immigrants. And I thought anime was just a Western and like Asian thing. Didn't think it ever hit the Middle East, but they have like whole anime clubs. They have conventions in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates. And people think like these countries are backwards because their women are covered. No, they have whole conventions. There are people running around in Naruto cosplays and just like us. And I think that's really, really cool that it's become more of a bigger thing. It's not so much more niche anymore. Long explanation.
Yeah, totally. No, it's okay.
Something I'm passionate about. So
yeah, that's really cool to hear. That's really awesome. Now, do they Naruto run also?
I've seen all sorts of things. Like I try to I follow some creators there that are like usually the guests there, and it's very interesting. Yeah, I've seen Naruto runs. I've seen like every, I was amazed that like they know what anime is. And I just feel like it's crazy because there's such a disconnect being in the West and looking at the East thinking that they're so close-minded and stuff. And even I get into that because the media really doesn't reflect that. You're not going to see Saudi Arabia Comic Con on CNN or Fox or any like BuzzFeed even, you know what I'm saying? So I found it via like family over there and they're like, oh, isn't this stuff you're into? And I thought that was really dope. And I was like, this is something we can kind of all, you know, unite on, like our fucking weeb love. Sorry, I cussed. I don't know if we're allowed to cuss on this.
No, you're fine.
We are.
Our like weeb love and stuff. So I thought that was like really, really cool. So yeah, the diversity becoming like a thing convention, because like it's cool to be nerdy, no longer like taboo, you know.
Well, and it's also good for like companies for it to expand, because think about it, like if you have like a product and like an anime, cosplayers can help sell that anime. You want more and more people to be involved because then it's going to sell more and more of your anime. So it's good financially too for these companies, which is a really good reason why they should not have the same people at every one of these cons, just to broaden the category and bring in more people.
Yep. That would be smart.
D-Lazy, what's your thoughts on it?
I totally agree with what everyone's saying, but I'm going to jump into a totally different thing. the original question, I think, was like the differences between cosplay then and cosplay now. And with the community, with like the explosion of the internet and stuff and everything becoming more accessible, I've really noticed in the past maybe like 3 to 5 years is that like meme cosplays are just all over the place, and they like bring in people that don't watch anime or they don't play video games, or maybe they do, but it's just like, it's just a whole nother realm of like, oh yeah, I watched this one TV show, like SpongeBob cosplays, or like I cosplayed Alien from Area 51. And it's just like so awesome to see that like people who normally wouldn't be interested in cosplay, they're like being exposed to it because it's like kind of being integrated into, I guess, normal society through like internet culture and like through meme sharing and stuff like that.
I think that's super important, too, because I come from a small town, so whenever we have cons, my relatives in, you know, small town America are like, them weird people, I think something's wrong with them. They dress up in these costumes like they're kids in Halloween. So I think it's super important, too, for, like, more and more people to be involved so it's more normal, because it's important to break these ideologies, because it's like, these they don't have problems. They just really love this character, and that's something. It's beautiful, and they put their heart and all this time and energy into something, and it looks amazing. So
yeah, it's just like showing that being yourself is like totally awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They make fun of us now, but when Halloween comes around, they
want
to know.
They're like, "Hey, can you help me with my
costume? Can you make this costume for me?"
Oh my god!
I mean,
yeah.
I literally see no difference in cosplay and like someone going to like a big football game wearing the jersey of their favorite
exactly.
football player,
yes.
like face paint,
that's literally cosplay.
Little jazz hands or whatever. Like they are cosplaying, but in sports mode.
Yeah.
Now on the opposite end of the spectrum, so we went from like people who are like, cosplay is weird to cosplay is really awesome. Have you guys had any like really weird like fan occurrences, like something weird happening with someone? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Can I go first?
You go.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know if this is as much as a fan. I was at Starbucks and a guy found me attractive, heard my name the barista had shouted out. Then went and found my public Facebook page, page, and messaged me this whole thing. And I'm like, how did this even happen? Like, it's so, I don't know, man. I was like.
That's like both the creepiest thing and also the thing that you could see yourself telling your kid future. Of
yeah.
Like how you met somebody.
I mean, yeah, I let him down. I was just like, yeah, man, there's like. Slightly inappropriate, you know, that you went and like found me and you like heard my name out and stuff, so it was a little intense, but thankfully the fan, I don't know if I call them fans, I call them fam that I know, and the people I know that like my stuff, interact with me, they've been good. There's been some that try to get at you and they gotta put them down, you know, and they get angry, but beside that, yeah. Dude at Starbucks, everything else has been Gucci.
Like, why?
I actually
just,
have
like...
a story that's exactly like that too.
Oh god!
Kind of. I was doing a photo shoot for this exact cosplay, and I drove 45 minutes to like this beach that has these beautiful black rocks, so that I could have them in the pictures. And like, it's on a reservation, so there were these people working, and they were, I guess, taking care of the environment there. And we saw them as we were walking down the trail, and when we were walking back, they were like, hey, can I, like, ask you about your costume? Like, were you doing a photo shoot? And I was like, yeah, this is, like, what I normally look like. This is I do cosplay, and I do, like, photos for, like, Patreon, and I sell them and stuff like that. And they were like, oh, cool. So can I take a picture with you? And I was like, you don't even know who I am. What are you doing?
All the time.
He's like, can I find you on Instagram? And I was like, sure, I guess. He was just like this middle-aged dude. I was like, you are not somebody I would have ever expected to be asking about cosplay. But, I mean, kind of cool. Kind of weird, too, though.
So weird.
Is that because I saw you shaking your head earlier?
I have a few weird instances. One of them, I think it was back in like 2014, 2015, I was at Sally Comic Con and I was talking with Liana Vamp. We were just out on the floor. We weren't even at a booth or anything, just casually talking as two humans who happened to be in cosplay. And out of nowhere, like this male fan comes up to us, just like, and we're just like, "Hi, how's it going?" He's like, "Can I? You guys are beautiful. Can I just like kiss either or both of you right now?" Like,
excuse me?
Yeah. What? Completely serious. And we're just like, no. Like, what? And he just kind of stood there awkwardly for a few more seconds, and then he eventually walked away when we just kept staring at him like, no, go away.
That is so creepy.
That is really creepy. That's not cool.
Thankfully,
you guys were at the convention setting and not.
Yeah, like there's tons of people there, luckily, but it was so weird.
Yeah.
Put in Tiffany. What about you guys? Have you guys had any like weird experiences?
Yeah. This is a video game called Zero Escape. It's the second game from a game called 999, and I really wanted to cosplay a character named Alice, and she is this, I don't know how to explain it, but her top is literally a circle and the rest is boobs. So what I did was, instead of showing my boobs, I did like a skin color bodysuit to go with it. And so of course I had like the cleavage and everything, so I could be still a little modest, but still true to the character. This dude walked up to me. Woo! And I will never forget his face, because I said, if I ever see you again, I'm gonna yeet you down a flight of stairs. He was like, "Can I pull up your circlet?" I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "Oh, I just want to see the construction of the circlet and how'd you make it." I'm like,
"Hello."
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And my friend was right there. He was like, do you want to die? She will murder you.
Oh my
and I was
God.
Like, get out of here. And I have to
Give him the people's elbow.
Yeah, this was at Capsicon. This was at Capsicon like 5 years ago. And I'm just like, what the fuck? And then another person, when I was dressed as Karma, slapped me on the ass. And when I turned around, I said, "You can at least take me out to dinner before you actually try to get the third base." And he felt so, and I didn't say it quietly. I screamed it, because I feel like no woman should be, male or woman, should be assaulted at a fucking convention.
Right.
Because
the cosplay police, the police there will take those guys out. They'll be banned for life.
Yeah. And that was
somebody in our Comic-Con too.
Cosplay. It can happen. And you can be like fully covered, and some person can slap you on the ass. And that's what Karma, I was fully covered in Karma, like no skin was showing. And he just decided to go whack. And I'm just like, it's going to be one of those days, huh? Yeah, that was my experience. Just basically pervert.
People need to remember, like, even if a character is like a flirty character, that's still like a person just dressed as that character. That doesn't mean like you're welcome to just come up and touch them.
Yeah, I think this was before the cosplay is not consent. Yeah, this was before the cosplay is not consent. Mm-hmm. So like now that movement is actually here. I think it's been happening a lot less. At least I hope it has. But yeah, it's.
I wish. I had a good friend who was one of the cosplay senpais, and he was at Comic-Con. And he was dressed as Janet from The Good Place. So it was like a gender bend, and somebody came up behind him and just.
That's not okay.
Yeah,
and he like turned around, decked the dude, and the dude waited for the cops to come and got him kicked out, got his badge revoked and everything. But it's wild. Comic-Con's a different kind of crowd. It's not like the same as smaller conventions. It brings various other
crazies.
People that are probably, they're not as knowledgeable of like kind of our culture, which is like, you know, cosplay is consent. Our cosplay does not mean consent or whatever it is. But you guys get it. But like, yeah, that was wild. It affects guys and girls. That's crazy.
Yeah, it does. That's the downfall about it.
Well, sadly. I'm glad to hear that conventions will like revoke badges to people who do that, because
if they can catch them.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. That's the other thing. Well, it's a good thing that guy got kicked out. Maybe he learned his lesson. Hopefully. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Puddin, have you had any weird experiences?
Kind of, but one that stands out is actually not a fan of me, but of a fan of the character I was cosplaying. Last time I went to a convention, I was just hanging out with my friends eating, and somebody comes up to me and grabs me by the shoulder and says, "Oh my god, are you Umbreon?" And I'm like, "Yes, I need a picture with you." And I'm like eating a hot dog, like, can I eat? Oh my and like god. He was with like three other people, and he put his arm around me to take a picture.
What
and,
the
like,
fuck?
Yeah, I guess. And my other friends are like, "What the hell?" So he takes a picture with me, and then he's like, "I'm like the number one person on Pokemon Go. Like, I'm like the top one, and Umbreon's my favorite Pokemon, so I need this picture to put on my Instagram." And then he takes the picture, and then they just leave. They're like, I don't even know who he is, or like, I don't know.
He just acted like he owned you.
It was the weirdest thing ever.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I thrown my hot dog at him that made me buy a new one.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
After he left, I tried finding, like, the number one Pokemon Go player to figure out who the hell this person was, and I couldn't find it.
Definitely wasn't him.
No, he wasn't.
Well, okay, I'm glad that you brought up how, like, this guy just comes up and, like, puts his arm around you to take a picture. Because this brings me to my next question, which is, what advice do you have for people about approaching cosplayers and wanting to take pictures?
Basically, don't touch them unless they give you permission, and always ask before taking the picture. Even if they say yes for the picture, some people could be uncomfortable if you put your arm around them and stuff. Like, I usually don't mind. Like, I'll stand beside you, take a picture, but not everyone else is like that. Also, like, when you see people on a con, don't, like, start pulling on things on their costume, because some stuff's delicate, and you don't want to, like, rune stuff that they created. Stuff like that.
I remember the last con I went to, I asked for a picture with a girl who is cosplaying Tracer, and I was like, "What pose do you want to do?" And she was like, "I don't know, do you want to hold one of the pistols and go back to back?" And I was like, "I don't want to break it." And she was like, "It's cool." Zabricus, what about you? What advice do you have?
Similar to that, and just kind of going off of what Putin was talking about earlier, if a cosplayer is eating, that is the absolute worst time to ask for a photo, because we've been on the floor for who knows how many hours. And so the fact that we are taking a break and eating means this is like the first time in quite a while. And we don't want to talk to people. We don't want to take pictures. This is our us time. This is how we become human again and can get back into character. I get hangry. So
there's chances like parts of your costume are off as well, and you're not in a position to like take a picture.
Exactly.
Like, I take my wig off. I'm like, no, I gotta take a break. Like...
Yeah, so if someone is eating or just sitting at a table, they're on the floor, like, that is not the time to approach them and ask for a picture, because that's when they're taking a break. That's when they need to recoup. If they're back on the floor, they're clearly posing, they're ready for pictures, that is when you should ask them, not in their downtime.
What about you, D-Lazy?
That's hard to think of, like, new things that hasn't been brought up. For me, I have a lot of big, bulky cosplay. So I have a Challenger Ahri, and she has, like, 9 tails. And I have this big piece of wood that keeps it on. And when I take a break, I take it off and I, like, sit on top of it, because it's, like, super floofy and squishy. But people think that it's probably still attached to my body. But if you're not standing totally anything that's, like, kind of out of the ordinary, if you're not already posing, if you're, like, at an artist alley booth and you're trying to buy something, like, just let me be a person and enjoy the con also. Or, like, if you're in a panel, like, if you're watching a panel, like, this is an inappropriate time, you know?
Jasmine, Tiffany, do you guys have anything to add?
I read one of the comments and I feel that comment so much. Oh no, you're approaching me.
That's a JoJo reference. Thank you.
That is so true.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine.
I think with photography, when you're doing a photo shoot and you see a cosplay that's clearly with a professional photographer, don't interrupt them. They paid money to that photographer for that shoot. Don't interrupt them. when they're done, you can approach them and be like, hey, can I get a picture of you? But like I said, photographers are not always cheap, especially if you want some of the high-end photographers. So don't interrupt them. If you see them in a particular pose, do something that photographers don't like to do, which is photo stealing or photo snapping.
Photo sniping.
Don't photo snipe. It's rude. They're working. Let them work. Let the cosplay get what their money's worth. Don't do that stuff. Everything else with the whole food thing, yeah. Don't do that either, because we like to eat. So yeah.
Yeah.
You think I got this average body by not eating at conventions?
This just in, cosplayers like to eat.
Fun fact.
Jasmine, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Everyone's pretty much said it. Treat somebody with be polite, you know, like ask and don't touch us if we don't want to be touched, you know? I'm I hug everybody, like I get it. Like I'm very like, yeah, kind of person. But like at the same time, it's like sometimes I don't want to be touched because I have something going on. I'm wearing a costume I'm not very comfortable because my body is just like all out there with some like this, or you know, so I don't want to be touched. I also don't want your hand to go somewhere that's not supposed to go. So just ask a question and keep enough room for Jesus. I don't know.
or taking pictures when the cosplayer doesn't know. Like I know it'd be a really scary thing, people doing like upskirt shots, like when cosplayers were going upstairs and they had no idea about it until they saw the photo somewhere online. And thankfully that's not, at least I don't see it anymore, but still really, you know, like obvious. If you wouldn't do it to a regular person, why would you do it to a cosplayer?
Not to mention a lot of cosplayers, like we're in costume, you have no idea who's under 18.
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw that happen, and I like, it was my friends that went after a guy at one ALA that was taking pictures of this girl, and she was like 15 and her sister was 19. Her sister was with her. Her dad was with her. Like they were there, and they had parental guidance. And of course, the sister's over 18. But like, I took a picture, and literally all my guy friends that are photographers were like holding on to him until the security arrived and handled it. You know, and I think another great suggestion with the photography thing, it leads to safety. And with safety, you should definitely have somebody with you at a convention, especially if you're a girl. I know sometimes I'm not saying, hey, don't be independent, go alone sort of thing. Like, you know, that's definitely more power to you. But I just think for safety wise, if you could have somebody come with you, that would probably be the best. Or, you know, and know who your photographers are too, as well.
A handler if you can't see or like navigate. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And like, if you're going to be like asking someone for a photo and like they've already agreed that like, yeah, it's okay if you touch me, at that point, don't just like pick them up. Like just because they said, yeah, you like, you can put your arm around me or whatever, doesn't mean they've given you permission to literally lift them off the ground. This has happened many times to many of my friends who are a little bit smaller. And many, many people think that just because they're a little bit shorter and a little bit on the small side, that they're just a little toy to pick up. And they're not. They're a human being. And they should not be picked up. So if you're wanting to do a fun little prove how strong you are photo, make sure to ask.
I would be it's so funny upset if someone picked me up. I would be so angry.
Right?
I'm sorry, I interrupted. What were you saying?
It's weird because like these things happen at cons, but they don't really happen in real life. Like Halloween, people don't treat you like this. They don't act like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've gone to West Hollywood. I live in LA, so I go to West Hollywood, and people know how to respect each other, you know? And it's just like, that's a huge parade with thousands of people. And I've, you know, it's just so weird at conventions. It's like,
people go crazy over their characters. The window,
and it's like, hi, hello. Like, no, absolutely not. Yeah. So come on now. So yeah, just common sense, decency.
All right. Did you guys want to add anything else to that question? All good? All right. So next question. What advice do you guys have for anyone who would want to try cosplay out for the first time? Let's start with D-Lazy.
Advice to beginners. I would say to let yourself make mistakes and do things that, like, you might feel like are wrong. Like, if you buy your cosplay, like, that's totally fine. If you want to make it, then that's also totally fine. Just, like, maybe look up some guides or talk to other cosplayers. Like, don't be afraid to reach out, because the community can be, like, totally wholesome and welcoming and awesome. And, like, being afraid is, like, I know. Being afraid is, like, totally normal. And just to, like, you know, branch out and have fun. Thank you.
Did you guys want to add anything else to that?
I feel like when you're first starting cosplay, do something you're comfortable with, within your, I guess, would be level. If you want to make it, don't go full suit of armor if you don't have the resources, the means, the money, and things like that to do so. You don't have to have, your first cosplay doesn't have to be, like, super big, you know? You can just do something simple, or you can do something that you feel more comfortable with. Don't be like me, where I wanted to make a full-blown as a fursuit of a character, a Pokemon, and that didn't work out too well, so I just did Lana Kane, and I still end up loving it. But just do something you feel comfortable with. If you, like, Dee said, you can buying, there's nothing wrong buying cosplay whatsoever. I have a couple cosplays that are brought. I even fully admitted buying costume off my friend. There's nothing wrong with that. So just do something you feel comfortable. It's your first cosplay. Have fun with it. Enjoy yourself. That's what I want to say.
All right. You guys have any other advice you want to add?
Yeah. Just don't be afraid to fail. Like, I mean, you're learning how to do something you've probably never done before in your life, unless you're, like, a master armor maker or seamstress before you've ever started cosplay. You're going to mess up on things a lot. Like, it's going to happen. And, you know, you just got to roll with it, that maybe the first rendition of a costume isn't going to be okay, but then you try again and it looks a lot better. Then you try again and it keeps getting better. Like, I've remade many costumes many a times, because the longer I do it, the better I get. And do I still love my first version of something? Absolutely, for what it was. Will I ever wear that version again? Absolutely not. but also, don't be afraid to ask questions. Like, watch tons, like millions of YouTube videos, as many YouTube videos and Twitch videos of people streaming and doing cosplay things as you possibly can to learn what you need to do. But if you don't understand how to do something, ask. Like, I promise you, as cosplayers, we are more than happy to explain to you 1,000 different ways to do what you are doing and walk you through it step by step.
Jasmine, what's your advice?
I feel like I've hosted a couple of panels on, like, Cosplay 101. I think the first thing you need to do is find a character you really love, because you're going to be putting time and money into that character. So make sure it's something that is worth the investment. Another thing to take into, I say this and I wish I listened to my own words, but give yourself enough time. And especially since if you're trying to, you know, bite off more than you can chew and you end up not being able to make a wig or something, you can always commission. It's fantastic commissioning. That's totally fine. Totally okay. Don't listen to people who say that's not cosplay. It's wrong. You know, make sure, again, because you have money, make sure you have that money set out for that. Make sure it's, you know, you do your research. Like everyone here has said, we follow each other. We're also learning from each other constantly. And there will be cosplayers that post up glues that help attach foam to wood, and, you know, wig tutorials, and how to use magnets for armor, and how to do makeup, which is a big thing. Makeup tests as well. Make sure you look good in the character. Sometimes looking canon doesn't look good for you. Maybe like that certain blonde shade doesn't work well with your skin tone. It's not meshing at the moment. Give yourself enough time to test it. Definitely just do your research. YouTube, other cosplayers, Twitter, Instagram, that kind of thing is always a great idea. Yeah.
One more thing. So extra pockets, or have a bag of holding that you can have with you at conventions.
Yes, Lord.
Or a person to hold all of your things for you. That's what I did.
Yeah, and there's some sites that, again, like, I finished watching Spider-Verse, and I literally hopped on the Wish app, bought this costume, was like $30, came 2 weeks later, and this is all $30. So does it need to be a $100, $200 Zentai Zone suit? Or RPC, so RPC is actually way more expensive and great quality. You're paying for the right amount. It doesn't have to be that, you know? This still looks great in photos, you know? It's fine. I got the job done, you know? And so you don't have to put all that money into it. So definitely, again, research, look into it. Amazon, you know, Walmart for foam. You don't need to be buying foam from a really expensive area, like shop. And yeah, you could pull it together. Yeah.
Putin, did you have any advice to add?
Oh, just simply just be you, do what you want, and ignore the haters.
Ignore the haters, I love it.
Solid.
All right, so which cosplay has cost the most to create? And then if it didn't cost the most time, what cosplay cost the most time for you to create? So on an income and time-wise, which one took the most? Might take a minute to have to think about all of them.
Whoa.
Ooh,
whoa.
Shit.
Whoa, nice.
I already know my answer. I don't like the answer.
That's what's up. Nice.
Cyclic, you just gifted my dad a sub in the chat.
Now your dad can use this psychotic image of my face.
All the subs.
They're still going.
I see a sub war. This is a sub war. Yeah, I love this stuff.
Yes. For me, I did. There was a huge Disney Mandalorian group that happened. She's really infamous for it. She did like a Snow White Boba Fett. Mm-hmm. Her name's Amber.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone's seen it because it's she's done a great job, and then other Disney people. So she asked me to be a part of it. And I chose Esmeralda, and that was not only expensive, but it was actually pretty dangerous. Use something called Sintra, which is PVC pipe rolled out, and it's toxic. The fumes are really toxic. So that was not only super time consuming because I had to use tools like a saw, things I've never used before, and it was really toxic, so it was a little bit dangerous. I had to commission the Mando helmet. I had to get the gun. So there's so many aspects to it, but very rewarding. So it was definitely difficult and a little more on the pricey side because I had to get something. But it was a great costume because I got to cosplay with amazing cosplayers and friends. And we had like a legit Disney Mando group, which
was
dope.
That was an amazing group.
Thank you.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun doing it. And a lot of people, like a group cosplays tend to get a lot of attention at cons. And so to have like a dope group of like 30 people doing Disney Mando. So I thought it was pretty cool. Star Wars was like at its top of its hype at that time too. So it was a lot of fun. But that one was, yeah, that one definitely took time. Took months to do, but it was worth it. So time and money, but I love it. I still have it. So yeah, that's the one for me. Esmeralda Fett.
All right. What about the rest of y'all?
I think the most, it's really, the most time, that's the problem. There's one that was super time consuming versus one that was super expensive. The time consuming one was, it's another lead character, was named Bard. Its name is Bard. Bard has no gender. Its name is Bard. And the reason why it was time consuming, because the mask that I was wearing that had the lights and everything in it, it was 3D printed, and at the time, 3D printing, it takes a long time to print something. So that took up time. Putting the lights in took up time. Making the three wig monstrosity that I had to make for it took up time. And then I originally had stilts to go with it because Bard's feet are literal triangles. So he prances kind of on these triangle-like legs, and I made them, and they were okay until I stood in them, and then they broke, and I made a second pair, and then they broke, and I just said, screw it, I'm just going to use boots. So that took up literally a month because I was trying to perfect these digi leg stilts, and it just didn't work out. The most money was Karma. Karma cost a lot of money. It was made out of bridal silk. The dress was made out of bridal silk. The fans were made out of actual wood. So the wood had to be carved into the shape, and then it had to be expanded foam on top of that. So that took a long time because, and they were literally 10 pounds each, the fans. So they're like, this is at the time where I didn't know Warbla existed and things like that. So, yeah, that was the most money. And then Bard took the most time.
Dang. That's a lot of dedication.
I've never played League.
Sorry. You're good, you're good. What about you other ladies?
My most expensive and time-consuming was because I was kind of a novice and I was far too extravagant in my, like, choice of character. I chose Redeemed Riven from League of Legends, another League champion. And she has this full sword that I made, like, a little bit taller than my body that would glow green and had, like, glow-in-the-dark paint. And it was just, like, it took me probably a month just on that sword alone because I had no idea how to wire things or use, like, LEDs or any of that. It was, like, super awesome, but everything ended up breaking after one, like, wear, so it was, like, super sad, because I didn't know how to do, like, armor at the time. So I built all this armor, and then it all got stuck together like a wad of gum, and then I had to just rip it apart. It was so sad.
Aww.
Feel your...
Yeah, tragedy. At least I have some pictures.
Zavricus, put in, what about you guys?
It's always hard for me to figure that out because I'm really terrible at budgeting cosplays. And so I'll just be like, okay, I'm going to make this cosplay and then just spend way too much money on it and not actually keep track of how much I spent on it because I don't want to know how much I just spent on it. So I don't know if it would be my witch doctor from Diablo 3. Like, you can see the mask behind. Because I had a bunch of spare Warbla, but I had to buy black Warbla for that. I had to buy casting materials for that, silicone, a bunch of feathers, and just beads, and just all sorts of other things I didn't normally have. And so in that aspect, what's it called? I can't even remember what it's called, but lots of weird materials I've never used before, never had before. And so in that way, it probably was my most expensive thing, because I didn't just have a lot of the materials on hand. And it was probably one of the more time-consuming ones. Again, I don't always keep track of time because I procrastinate literally every costume ever. And so it's just I'm building everything, you know, slowly over a certain amount of time, like a few hours here and there, and then the last week is just everything. So I don't know which one has taken me the longest. Again, the Witch Doctor took a long time because I had to do a lot of different mediums with it, working with, like, insulation foam and silicone casting, resin casting things, making molds, making all sorts of different things.
Insulation foam is so awful hard to work with.
It is. It's awful. Terrible.
I made the mistake of using barge contact cement. I was making Maui's hook. I was like, it's battle damage, guys. Like, it's when, like when it broke off in the movie. It's the worst.
I have insulation foam, like, right there, too.
Yeah.
The demon product to work with.
Pudding, what about you?
For me, it's, I guess, one that I'm currently working on. It's Tyriel, also from Diablo 3. Just because I actually never made armor before, so it's going to be really fun for me to make. But I did buy, like, a bunch of Warbla, and he has, like, wings and lights, lots of armor. So I feel like that'll be both the most expensive and time-consuming cosplay of mine.
Good luck getting into armor.
Thanks. Like, I tried a long time ago, but without Warbla, like, just with foam and, like, a heat gun, and I didn't like it, so I'll try it again.
Armor is my favorite. You can do it.
Yay!
All right, last question I have for you ladies. How has cosplay changed your life?
The most meaningful question.
Yeah, the deep one. Right in the feels. It's okay, we can cry.
Yourself, yeah. You feel like you.
So how has it changed your life, put in?
I guess it helped me express myself. Like, I'm usually really shy, and when you're in costume, you could, you're almost like you're somebody else, so you could truly be yourself and not be ashamed. Like, people don't really know who you are, because I usually go out of town for cons and stuff too. So, like, when you're at home and, like you said, your family see people walking down the street and they're like, oh, that person's in cosplay. So when I'm at home, I do feel a little awkward around people I know, but out of town, like, if people judge you and stuff, it's fine.
All right, what about you, Zavricus?
Cosplay has just kind of changed my entire trajectory of life. Like, I've gained friends I never would have had without cosplay. Like, my current fiance, like, I never would have met him without meeting my cosplay friends. And, like, as a professional cosplayer on the side, like, I wouldn't be traveling to conventions, like, almost every other weekend. Like, I'd be actually spending my time off. I don't know what I'd be doing with my time off at this point. I don't know. But not going to conventions all the time. Mm-hmm. And I probably never would have gotten into streaming or anything without mm-hmm. this. Because before cosplay, I was just kind of like hiding my nerdier side from the world, being like, no, like, I like video games, but y'all don't need to know that. I like comic books, but y'all don't need to know that. And cosplay was my way to be like owning up to it myself for other people. And so now, like, yeah, as Putin said, like, being able to express myself. So I don't think I would be me without cosplay.
What about you, D-Lazy?
I totally agree with you, Zavricus, because I'm not, like, professional level, but it's, like, I went to school for art, and so I have my art degree, and while I'm, like, working, and I'm living with my boyfriend, and he's going to grad school and all that, I'm kind of just, like, stuck in a city that I know I'm going to leave, so I'm not going to get a job right now that's going to be, like, super adult and professional, so I'm just doing, like, a job, like, a boring job, and then I'm doing cosplay, and I'm making money with cosplay, and I'm making friends, and, like, I'm meeting all sorts of people, and it's, like, super exciting, and this really opened my world. Like, I didn't think that I would ever get to meet all these awesome people that I get to meet all the time now.
Jasmine, what about you? How's cosplay changed your life?
I grew up really nerdy, but just like Zavricus, like, I grew up very isolated, lonely, nerdy, and so I never really shared my nerdy love with anybody, and discovered cosplay when I went to Comic-Con in 2013. I didn't know what it was. Like, I walked in, and I was just like, why are there people in costumes? I don't get it. Are they getting paid to do this? And my ex at the time, he was just like, because I surprised him with the Comic-Con tickets. It was the first person I've, like, was with that, like, kind of brought out the nerdy side in me. And he was just like, no, they do it for fun. It's called cosplay. And I'm like, oh, interesting. And then just head first into cosplay. And I've always been a creative person. I'm a scientist. So I'm, you know, there's not much creativity in science, but it's fun. I've always liked to craft and stuff. So I got out my crafting side. And then what I didn't expect to happen is that I, like, learned to love myself through cosplay, and it empowered me a lot. And so it's definitely, like, this is gonna sound very vain, completely honest, but when you go to a convention and you take pictures with photographers and people meet you and say they, like, love what you're wearing, and you get these pictures back and you just, like, look at it and you're like, wow, this means the world. Like, I can't believe I'm this character that I love and look up to, and it feels so good. Like, it's like, wow, like, that's me, you know, like, can't believe it. And then, like, my parents, like, they accept my newness, they're like, look at you, you could do this full time. And I'm like, no. It's so competitive, it's hard. I just want to do it for fun. But it's just honestly, like, I didn't expect to meet so many friends, and just, I feel like I blossomed big butterfly, I guess, through cosplay. So yeah.
Now good my shit. Mod Prism really wants to know, what field of science?
Oh, Well, I have a master's in molecular biology. I work for a biotech company that creates medicine. Chances are you probably have heard one of the medications, but I'm not going to plug in the company. So just kind of want to keep private.
Sponsored.
Yeah. but we make medication, and it's the world's biggest biotech company. And it's pretty dope, pretty interesting. I kind of wish I like went into game development and did engineering, but I hate math. Fuck math. So I went purely scientific route. Yeah.
Fuck math. So, I can agree with that.
Yeah. I'm like legitimately like IRL May from Overwatch. Like we're so much alike. It's crazy. It's like the same kind of science. It's the same kind of, I have the same body as her. Like it's so it's really cool. That's why I love Overwatch so much. So I can relate to it. But yeah.
Tiffany, how has cosplay changed your life?
It's changed my life in many aspects. It's showed me that despite having so much wrong with my body, with my illnesses, I can still do something that I have fun with. And it's the reason why I'm in the career I am today, because if it wasn't for me going to conventions and seeing these people in cosplay, watching these cosplay videos, I would have known about voice acting. And I would have wanted to like meet these people. The first voice actor I met was Phil Lamar, and I only cosplayed to meet Phil Lamar because I wanted to talk to him and shake his hand. And he plays Vamp, which I love Metal Gear Solid. And so when I got to meet him, I talked to him and I said, well, can you, you know, oh, I just want to take a picture with you. I really love your cosplay. And I was like, oh, okay. And so because of that, I started talking with him and I started to develop this love for acting again, because I used to be a stage actress and I had to quit due to my lupus. But now I do voice acting, and that's because of cosplaying. So it's definitely done a positive in my life. I also use cosplaying as a way to help other people with debilitating diseases like fibromyalgia or cancer. And I talk to them at my booths and things like that and tell them that it's okay. You can still keep going. If you need help, I'm here for you. I'm an ear to listen for you. So not only does it help my career, it helps actually, it's a way for me to help other people. And that's why I enjoy it.
That's awesome.
That's so wholesome. I love it. Now, I saw where Prism was putting in the chat for everyone to go put their questions into the question section of my Discord. However, if I go, I don't have my phone. Usually I pull it up on my phone to look at questions. I don't have my phone on me right now. I can't find it. So I can't go to that. So if you guys have any questions for any of these ladies, start putting them in the chat right now. That way we can just go ahead and go through if there's any other questions that you guys have. Because I did go through and I did look at some of them and I did include them in here, or they were ones I had already planned on. But other than that, did you guys have anything that you wanted to put out there for anyone that may be watching?
Orny, I was actually just talking about that pre-stream startup. I was mentioning how League is having their LCS Summer Finals cosplay contest, and I'm thinking about doing it. I was thinking about revamping my Challenger Ahri and putting that in, because I've never been in a cosplay contest before. But we'll see how that goes. They only gave us a month, so thank you.
I honestly can't enter the competition because I am one of the mods in the...
You have an in.
Yeah, I can't enter. I would love to enter, but I personally can't enter. I mod the biggest League of Legends cosplay group on Facebook, and due to that, I have rioters on my friends list. If I were to enter, it will seem like I actually have an edge, and I think that's very unfair. So I refuse to enter, so other people can do it. So that's why I'm not going to enter.
So what all kind of like groups are there for cosplayers? Because you said like there's like League Facebook group. What kind of different communities are out there for people that want to like go join some communities and learn some more?
There's a community for like every fandom. There's Disney cosplayers, there's Overwatch cosplayers, there's League. So I'm only part of Disney and Overwatch. I think those are like my major fandoms, but I think a lot of people, and that's a, if anyone here is like a novice cosplayer, a great way of growing is to post your cosplays to these groups as well. Most, I would say 90% of the time they're good. There's also cosplay groups for POC, people of color cosplays. Just various things, just Studio Ghibli. I don't know how to pronounce that, but it's all sorts of groups. And so I think that's a great way of finding people that like the same thing you do. And
there's also Reddit and other Discords. People that are cosplayers or people that like cosplay. It's just like finding them can be kind of difficult. Like I'm in a cosplayer Discord that's pretty much for only girls that, like, they're pretty much all girls, not all of them, but most of them who use Instagram and Patreon, and they do lewd stuff, so they'll just post anything that has to do with all of those things. So we can kind of vent to each other and be like, this kind of sucks, or this is awesome, you know?
Yeah, there's literally a group for anything you could possibly want. I would say a place to start would be if you can find a Facebook group for somewhere where you live, like in Utah, there's like Utah cosplayers. Or I know there's like California cosplayers or Colorado cosplayers, or I imagine that exists in literally every country and state and city. So finding somewhere where you can meet with local cosplayers, because then that also broadens your horizon to meet locals personally, so you can figure out what like gatherings are going on, if people are going to go to a local restaurant or a bar or a park to meet up, or just local events. They're like, hey, we're looking for Marvel cosplayers, come on out.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, those, just something like that is generally a good place to start.
Do you guys think that cosplay extends to historical figures?
Oh yeah. Yeah, Hamilton alone has brought in so many amazing cosplays out there. There's a there is actually an artist, I can't remember her name. She does these historical Lolita outfits. Ooh. They're very cute. They're amazing. She does that. And I've seen people cosplay George Washington. There has been a bunch of Jesus cosplayers.
It's another Georgia
reference.
I
know someone has at least seen one Jesus cosplayer. But yeah, I think plays like Hamilton has really brought out more historical cosplays, which is great because Hamilton is fucking perfect. And so I feel like it's something that should. I saw a girl dressed as Marie Antoinette and she was holding her head. Like she had, yeah. Oh my God. I can't believe I remember this. It was a long, long time ago. She was Marie Antoinette and she had like, she had it. So like, I guess it was like a stump or something. And she had like a mannequin head that was a little realistic. And I was just like, okay, I've seen everything in cosplay now. We can go home.
What's the funniest cosplay you've ever seen at a con? I want to go ahead and throw out that my personal favorite, because there's always one at Gen Con every year, is the big hairy dudes in the Slave Princess Leia costumes. That's my favorite. Every year there's at least three. But what's your guys' funniest ones you remember?
There's some funny girl I watch on Twitch that wears a banana costume.
I wonder who that could be. If you guys don't know, I wear banana costumes whenever we hit certain milestones. So,
yes.
But what about y'all?
Jasmine, I don't know if you saw this person, but I thought it was fucking hilarious. He was Yamcha, and he was Crater in the Crater. Huh?
Yamcha.
Yeah.
He was in the Crater. Had the same birthday, weirdly enough.
Yeah,
myth. I know who that is.
Yes, I thought that was hilarious.
That was, I love it when people take it to the next level. Like, it's so good. I've seen so many. The meme cosplays are becoming a huge hit, especially with TikTok. Like, all the SpongeBob ones, especially Patrick, and like, the tights and the huge like
bench. Oh yes, she's an
yes!
icon.
Yes, she's so good. So
I
good.
Love
Somebody
her.
Cosplay the coffee cup from Game of Thrones at.
Yeah, that was great too.
I fucking love this community. But there's been some really really good ones. I mean, as long as you're like in like the zone with your character, it's character tends to be funnier. Like what's his Master Roshi, so. There was a Master Roshi at AX and he had like, it looked like dirty magazines, but the other side, if you flipped it, it said, haha, you thought this was dirty. No, and it wasn't. So it does, that's what it said. Oh, the funniest one, it's so horrible though. It's the dad from Full Metal, Nina's dad.
And oh, he's, no.
Like, holding out, where's my kid? Like, have you seen my kid?
No.
Like, thing. And it's, like, Nina. And I'm just like, that's so funny, but it's also so sad, and I hate
oh,
you.
God.
It's massively creative, and so I think that's pretty dope. Yeah.
I was at MegaCon, and somebody was the DVD, like, pause screen where it's just the DVD logo like bouncing around. That was
oh,
pretty funny.
Oh my god.
I really liked him. He was pretty creative. Or like any of the cabbages guy from Avatar.
You my, know, cabbages.
My cabbages. Yeah, yeah. Those are always very cute.
Okay.
All right. Well, is there any last minute questions that anyone wants to add? My cabbages. Oh my goodness. Oh, the one that Raggedy's talking about, I saw that too, where a couple dressed up as Thomas and Martha Wayne, and then there was a picture of them laying like
oh
on the ground,
gosh.
They were dead, and a Batman cosplayer was like, no.
I mean, there's a cosplayer that goes by the name of D-Pity. He usually is Deadpool, and his like he always puts a YouTube video up of like his antics throughout every con, and I think if you are into the funnier aspects or if you just need a good laugh, you would go to his YouTube. Like, that's a great plug. I don't really know him, but I know he does really fun.
Like, oh, his Dark Souls skit was
pity.
Amazing when he kept just rolling around. I was dying. I'm like, I relate to this so much.
He had a Symmetra one where it was my friend was Symmetra, and was it Symmetra? Or yeah, he
I know
was like
the,
talking
about. He was in the Zentai suit. And
yeah,
he was
the blue Zentai suit. He was like her, like little, like her weapon, like her little, like not the bullet, but the like the laser that Symmetra has coming out of her weapon.
Mm-hmm.
It was really funny, and he would like attack people with it. And I think he was like also Hanzo's twin dragons, the ult. That
oh my
he
god,
has.
That's so creative!
It's really funny. It's really him. He's a SoCal cosplayer, but it's just like they're just. It's really funny, and that's why I love this community.
Oh.
Keep it lighthearted.
If you aren't doing cosplay or streaming full time, what's your day job? If you feel comfortable, talk about it.
You guys know me.
I'm a voice actor.
Yeah, I'm a maid. I clean Airbnbs. Super riveting.
But I'm in school again for graphic design.
I'm a legal assistant.
Holla at that. All right, well, we'll go ahead, we'll sign off here. Ladies, do you guys have anyone that is a cosplayer that's on right now that we could send everyone to? If you guys want to like put someone in the chat over here for me, like in our DM message.
Let me see who's on.
I don't think I have anyone.
Daddy's
pro tip, if you wear one of these and you need to work your phone, lick your finger, it's gross. But it's true.
Oh, she's not in cosplay right now. I was going to say Kara Kovas, but she's not in cosplay. Or Danny California.
Lazy Fawn Lexi is making Azjara from World of Warcraft right now, which is the crazy, scary, I don't even know what to call her, lady from World of Warcraft.
Naga bitch.
Yeah, that.
Can you like type the name down here? That way I can like copy and paste.
Yeah.
Which is not an easy cosplay, honestly. It's basically she's going to be a giant fish woman with big tentacles. And that's not.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she's the queen of the Nagas.
Yes, yeah. Oh, gosh. I remember because before I even got into World of Warcraft, I was reading the Warcraft books. And I was reading her story, like her origin story, and I thought it was so cool. So, like, when I got into World of Warcraft, I was like, oh, there she is! Like, I was so excited. Let's go ahead. Let's get her pulled up. We'll go show her some love. Since we are, like, gonna go ahead and just do a raid, whichever one of these streamers that you are here supporting, spam their emote. Spam their emote. Show them in the chat as well. Other than that, guys, the only other thing to let you guys know is, well, I'll be uploading this to YouTube as well as the previous episodes already up, and then the next episode is going to be August 4th at the same time, 9 p.m. Eastern, and we're going to be talking about body positivity and society's expectations of women's bodies. So I'm really excited for that one. So, and I feel like that just works perfectly with, like, cosplay, too. So.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, totally perfect.
As we're, like, a skin type.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead. We'll sign off. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. Be sure to follow all these ladies. Yo, mods, put a plug in the chat, please. Go follow them. And, like, their Instagrams, too. Holy shit. They've got some really amazing cosplays. Go check them out. You guys have a great night. Thanks for hanging out, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for having us.
Bye.